Great day, amazing humans, and welcome to Thriving Thursdays. It's an Own Your Thrive podcast exclusive. Are you ready for chewable inspiration? I think so. So let the show begin.
Hey, amazing humans, welcome to Thriving Thursdays. I'm so excited to introduce Thriving Thursdays to you. And so this is all about focusing on how we can thrive more and more in our lives. And one of the things I recognize that it's a total blessing of this podcast that I'm doing is that it's actually really holding me accountable to paying attention to the things that make me thrive, to really being observant to when I'm not thriving so I can actually share that with you and then share whatever tactics or the people or the things or whatever I use, whatever tool that I use to get me out of my thrive, right? Because that is the real of this podcast that I'm really hoping to achieve. Because I don't pretend to even say to you that I thrive all the time. I'm not in a constant thrive, but I definitely do the work and I've established the routines and I know the habits that help me thrive. And so typically when I'm not in my thrive, it's because there is a breakdown in one of those elements. And so Thriving Thursdays is where I get to share some wisdom because I have received some feedback and it looks like people want to hear some wisdom from me. But also I might just, you know, these are really chewable. So they're bite-sized. They're not going to be as lengthy as the interviews that I have. And I typically will have a theme and a question will be asked. And I will answer the question and then that will end the episode. So you're wondering who's going to be asking the questions. Well, I have this amazing friend of mine. And I know in our later years, when we use the word friend, it could be very fleeting. We say it so easily, like we have our Facebook friends or social media friends. But this woman that I'm about to introduce is truly a friend. And I believe that our friendship grew so fast and so beautifully because of the environment of the connection, right? Like the, how we were introduced, how this relationship organically has grown and where it grew from. So we both did something and we both met in a space that was very fearful for both of us. So we met at this Fearless Voices event where they, Fearless Voices is great. Check them out. But they are community organizers that, every quarter they plan events where they invite people from the community to share their stories. So it is through storytelling that I find that we become more expansive as humans, where we can exercise the best of our empathy and compassion for others. And I met Gabby in that capacity. She shared her story at the same event that I shared mine. Both of our stories were extremely raw, especially as they were a first for us to do in such a public arena. And she wowed me with her story. And I'm actually excited to get her on as a guest where she'll be able to really take you into the details of her story. But it is truly a very inspirational journey that she's been on. She does have MS. I mean, we won't go into the details on this, but I'm so excited to bring her on because even with that, she has defied the odds of whatever the doctors told her, and she's living a full life. And then she's in service, right? She has a organization called the Kind Project Canada. And that was our second meeting where she then, from the Fearless Voices event, invited me to speak at her event. And I always truly believe, and I will share that in one of these episodes, it's important to know how you're positioned in the lives of others as well as how they're positioned in yours. And so I can confidently say from that experience with her and her inviting me into her special project that I'm positioned pretty well in her heart. She wouldn't put me in front of something that she's so passionate about and that means the world to her if that did not truly exist. And so I recognized that and I appreciated that experience for everything that it was. And then over and above that, because we're just on this, you know, the speaker circuit, we both happened to then participate in Speaker Slam last year. And she came and she supported me at the Speaker Slam event that I spoke at, and I did the same to her. She won hers and I placed fourth in mine, but that gave me an opportunity to then make it to the Grand Slam and join her on stage with 12 other amazing humans that are awesome storytellers. And through that experience, we both really shared from an extremely vulnerable space. And so Gabby and I have been supporting each other in this realm for over, so not quite a year, probably over a year now, and our relationship has grown organically. And the other day she called to really congratulate me on my podcast, and she was already envisioning how far this is going to go. And there's nothing better than when you have in your thrive, people whose vision of your life is even maybe possibly bigger than where yours might be at that moment. And they make it more expansive for you. Right. And she had this idea where she could not wait until that day when I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. And then she would be able to interview me and ask me the question, like, did you think that you would get to this point? And it's funny because as she was speaking that, I was totally inspired because I realized I was there. I can't believe I'm doing this. And then I had this idea that Thriving Thursdays could be where I invite Gabby to come on and, you know, help me get through this episode by interviewing me. Because then she shared her skills and talents, and this is something that she does do. So without further ado, I just have to introduce you to the amazing Gabby Mamone. I'm not sure if it's Mamone or Mamone because she's Italian, and she is funny as ever. And you can hear that laugh coming through. So without further ado, over to you, Gabby.
Thank you, Getty. You are hilarious. So it's Mamone, and it'll come off naturally. Mamone. You can use your hands when you say it. It'll be so much easier. Thank you all. And thank you for that lovely introduction, and the feeling and the love is mutual. I say we jump right into this because I know that people want to hear from you and they want to know a little bit more about you. So that's what these Thursdays are all about. And so what do you say we jump right into our topic? What do you say?
I'm excited. And I actually, right. I know what today's topic is. And what I will do is I recognize that Gabby and I are not in the same space, although I feel her energy through the phone and I'm pretty sure she feels mine. I'm going to pause, yeah, Gabby, when you're speaking, just to make sure I don't overtalk you, because I want to make sure you've gone to your final, you know, thought or ask the question. And then you could also do the same for me, just to make sure that we make this call as clear as possible.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And thank you for that. And I just want the listeners to know that this is not scripted. We have a topic and that is it. So I'm going to ask Nketiah a question and she's going to answer for us. And that's what keeps it nice and short and sweet. And you get her tidbits of information. So we're excited. Shall we start? Yeah. All right. Are we ready? Hold on.
I'm ready. I'm nervous, all right. But I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm excited too.
All right. So today I want to talk about the death of an ego.
Ooh,
so yeah. Basically, yeah. So ego death is like really one of the most important experiences that really one can really grow from spiritually and personally. So I would like you to tell us your definition of death of an ego and what happens to you when your ego dies.
Yeah. So I have been on an intentional self-development journey since 2014, November 2014. And one of the first things I had to do was, or one of the first things I got to do was return myself back to a place of love. And I did that through reading a book that was referred to me by my best friend, Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. And she got me really into the concept that there's love and there's hate. Babies are born into love and we learn fear. Sorry, there's love and there's fear. And fear is anything that is contrary to love. And fear is what shows up in us, you know, and a lot of times it's the ego, right? It's through that ego that we start to feel that we're other than whatever we're experiencing. And it can't possibly be about us, right? It's always about something else. And, you know, fear looks like jealousy and looks like envy and resentment and hate and anger and discontent and nervousness and just everything that's contrary to love. And when you think about love, even when I think about it now, I went right into a smile. Like that was just happened so organically. And as part of that too, and my mom said it to me at the time, and I'd also read it, that, you know, ego for me, because he asked me directly what it means for me, ease God out. And I recognized that I was connected to the world more than I was connected to an inner source, like an inner something beyond myself, something that is grounded in strength, and something that is not rocky, not shaking, a really strong foundation, and that has me really recognizing that anything that's happening around me is an influence from what is coming from within me out, right? And so with that realization, the death of the ego for me was really focusing on not having to be right, not having to, you know, not caring what other people thought about me, not worried about, you know, if something was going to show up in my life that was going to serve me, but just recognizing that, you know, if I just really focus on getting to know who I am and who I am at the truest sense of everything, then I can really start to move from a place of love. I can move truly from the good that's available to me and accessible for me at all times if I'm tapped into the right source. And so it's really, really tough. I can't say that my ego is totally dead. You know, sometimes it comes alive. If I just, you know, for example, if I deliver a speech and I want to know right away, did it move anybody? Do you think, what did you think? You know, so sometimes that's the ego. I take a picture and I'm like, okay, I can't post that one. Because then you're like, oh my God, what are people going to think? You know, so certain things like that, the ego shows up in my career, in a meeting, you know, will my voice be heard? If I say something and somebody opposes it and I can feel a wave very quickly. But I think what I love is the awareness of how disruptive the ego can be. And when I recognize when that's happening to me, and typically it's because of how I feel. I don't really feel that great. I don't feel humility. I don't feel that ease of that easing sense that you get when you're when you're feeling joy, when you're truly encapsulated by love. You know, that there's a feeling that you get when you're just you're outside of yourself. And so that's when I know that I have to really check myself and look at what that experience just exposed within me, and then figure out how do I sort of silence the ego, get back to, you know, a place of service, serving from the good that lives within me out, and usually for a greater purpose than myself.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, you shared this transformation of your psyche with us. And, you know, we recognize that it takes work, you know, 6 years. And I love your mom, easy got out. That's amazing. I'd never heard that before. And, you know, we recognize, you know, what it takes to keep going. Kudos to you, Ketchy. Great job. That's just amazing. So, yeah, you're welcome. So really, I think what we want to know is, you know, give us some advice. What's one piece of advice that you can give to us when we recognize maybe our ego is coming out? How do we diminish that? What do you think we should do?
So I would say sit with your love, right? Like for me, like returning back to a place of love, starting to move again from there meant I had to kill off a number of experience, like how certain experiences, the untruth that it implanted in me, and, you know, forgiving myself and forgiving others, and getting to a point where I recognize that there's a universal force at play that is moving me through this life and trying to move me closer and closer to the why I'm here, right? Like my why is going to be different than your why, you know, but at the end of the day, if we're here to make the world a better place than how we found it when we entered into it, then at least we have the same common goal. And so I would encourage everyone to, I would say, sit in your love and feel what that feels like, because I truly believe it's in that feeling where your ego is not present, you know, because it should be void of, in that moment, you should be void of caring what other people think, you know, caring, the thoughts about yourself should be the purest thoughts, the sweetest thoughts about who you are as a human. And you should then also have a desire to leave that moment that you're in greater than when you found it, right? And a lot of people say leave your day. I'm all about like the now, right? Leave this moment now better than how you found it. And so typically that could be in the thoughts that you're having, right? So make this a good moment, because you're driving good thoughts through it. And I would say give up having to be right. and totally give up right. caring what other people think about you. Cause it ain't about you, boo. Everyone's going through so much, and recognizing that, you know, a lot of times when people do or say things to us and it feels hurtful, that is, has not about you. Hurt people, right? And if you can just, you know, figure out how you can change your language. No, I'm not saying to be a doormat to things like that, but there's a way that we could change our language that still doesn't protect your character at the end of the day, and doesn't, and it, it quiets down your ego, because it's not about you being right in that situation. It's about you creating the best possible experience for yourself and whomever else is around you in that moment, because that's all you have. And so that would be, I mean, that's going to be a lot to unpack, but I would say that the key is to sit in your love and really imagine and explore what that feels like. If you have to, write it down or explain it to somebody, you know, and then always, you know, thrive or drive to be in that space. Because that is truly when you're thriving, right? You're thriving when you're sitting in your love and you feel expansive and it feels good. You know, and so try to really get to a point where you know what that feeling feels like, and then allow that to move through all of your experiences as much as possible.
I love it. You know, at the beginning of this call, you said it's important to be connected to the world, and it's clear now how you've done it is really to explore your love. So I know that's my takeaway, and we're very thankful for you for sharing that. Thank you so much.
And I thank you, Gabby. I thank you for taking this calling to be the person who I thrive with on Thursdays. I love it. And I'm looking forward to our next session, which will be in 2 Thursdays from now, because next week, Thursday, I'm going to share another interview I've done. But I thank you, listeners. I hope you're thriving. If you're not, step into your love and thrive through your entire day. I look forward to continue to give you tips and tricks on how you can thrive more in your life. But for now, we're out.
We're out.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.